This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Michael Payne on FUBAR Radio.
I'm in boss mode, so don't cross roads. How can you be a boss if you ain't lost loads? Yeah. That's worse than with a bad man posture. Gotta catch up cause we already lost ya. Anything you want blood that's gonna cost ya. And it costs loads.
Boss mode to my bones and blood to my spirits in the air and bones in the mud. Speak of the God, put my knees in a rock. Speak of the God, we ain't speaking enough. Back at the wall, coming out like Golovkin. Machine off key, how you gonna stop me? Press my soul could end up costly. Already gone, man, you already lost me. Boss mode, watch your back till I catch you. Come like Barry and Eddie at matching. Score the bag and spit like cashew. Watch your tires peeling off like Satsu. Come like Shane O'Mac. Flying through the air, put my knee for the back. Jump in the ring, I leave a strap. Nigerian team, we're serious back.
I'm in boss mode, so don't crossroads. How can you be a boss if you ain't lost loads? That's worse than with a bad man posture. Gotta catch up cause we already lost ya. Anything you want blood that's gonna cost ya. And it costs loads.
Push weights like sugar the 90s. All black tracky with Air Max 90. Too rare but a gold tooth icy. Fury fight front row of a light. Boss mode I'm telling you. Move that weight like Ben are you. Sick as ran past 10 are you. Never sit twice like Ben are you. Put my face in a T and put it in retail. All black stitching down to the detail. Rex on Rex all sitting in the email. I'll be sipping magnums till I derail. I ain't been the same since Pete died. Hurt me more than beat I. I paid extra for the free fight. And I ain't really smoking these times.
I'm in boss mode, so don't cross roads. How can you be a boss if you ain't lost loads? Yeah. That's worse than with a bad man posture. Gotta catch up cause we already lost ya. Anything you want blood that's gonna cost ya. And it costs loads. I'm in boss mode, so don't cross roads. How can you be a boss if you ain't lost loads? Yeah. That's worse than with a bad man posture. Gotta catch up cause we already lost ya. Anything you want blood that's gonna cost ya. And it costs loads.
That's Boss Mode by Grimsickers featuring Bowser Boss. And one of those guys joins me in the studio, joins myself and Natalie in the studio in the absence of our regular co-host, Marcel. And he is none but Grimsickers.
Thank you for having me, man.
No, not at all, mate. Thank you for... it was quite short notice, I understand.
It was, but I live across the road now.
No way.
So I'm local.
No way.
Yeah, 20-minute walk, bro.
Nice.
Over there, just over there.
So it's a black across the road.
Yeah. It's a short commute.
It's definitely because you went across the road 20 minutes away. That's a wide road, man.
It could still be one road, a 20-minute.
It's not,
road.
It's a motorway. It's across the road if the road is the M25.
Town, not too far.
Not too far at all. No,
I
no.
put out like a grim signal yesterday, going, "Get me a COVID."
The grim signal.
And I put it out there, and you replied, you
did.
Saw it.
I like that. Is that a thing? Or has Natalie just coined that?
She coined the grim signal.
I'm the standby now.
Yeah.
I'm the sub.
I like that.
95.
Well, a lot of people, we've had like so many guest co-hosts. I think there is something about the show that makes people just want to get involved.
Yep.
You can be yourself.
You know?
It's kind of like a therapy session.
Yeah, I like
that. That's what I said.
I like that.
So, you know, what am I going to be doing? Twiddling my thumbs on Instagram, scrolling. I'm like, let's interact.
Let's interact in the real world, right? I think too many people pay too much attention. Social media is fine and stuff, but...
Are you addicted?
I don't think I'm addicted.
What's your screen time? Tell the truth.
I genuinely don't know. On my family's lives, I haven't looked at my screen time since one time I tried to find it and I didn't have it available to me for some reason on my account at that time. I've never looked back.
I get the one that's sent every Sunday. So tell me, yeah.
Oh, really? So you get the Sunday?
Yeah, they tell you.
On my life, as God is my witness, I'm not even religious, what am I saying? But on my life, I have never checked my screen time. Okay. I don't know what it is.
I'd rather not
Natalie, what's yours?
It was about 4 hours or something.
No way, that's all right. That's
but is
all
right,
that,
is it?
Is that all devoted to social media, though? Because
no,
you don't even have Instagram, do you?
I'm on it. I don't use it.
Natalie's got a pre-in account.
No way.
Natalie, not a pre.
I look... And that's
a fake account.
Mm-hmm.
Natalie, you surprised me there.
I hear that. Mm-hmm. You spy.
Surprise me.
Spy. Yep. Okay. So that's just been revealed. But I don't imagine that you spend too much time on like platforms like Instagram or Twitter, right? No. I kind of see you as someone who's on websites.
Okay. I do look at Twitter a lot because that's where I find out a lot of news and information and things that are going on, way more than I do. I do look at Instagram, but I look at other things. I look at BuzzFeed, I look at newspapers, I look at different apps.
You're a very well clued up person, and you don't seem... There's people that only know what's going on social media.
So I know.
You know, you'll sit down with a pal and they'll go, oh my God, did you hear about this? But did you hear about this person? You hear about Brexit, mate? Did you hear about the shit that's really going on?
I think Twitter's very negative. I try not to read it. It can be. I think it's so negative. So relentless. People are from all over saying anything.
Yeah.
With freedom of text.
Yeah, and the ability to hide behind a personality, I think, is the most crucial part of social media. It's the ability to have like total anonymity and
tell people
say what you
how
like.
Bad that you think they are, or how bad
the
film is.
You've got your way. Yeah, you've got your way to put our creative down.
I can't imagine a situation where you'd go, I really hate that song or that album or that video or that.
And you've got your way.
Do you know what? Let me make sure that they know, and they probably spent a long time either writing it or on the plane. Or whatever, but let me just ruin their day, maybe.
And even if they didn't, you know, like apparently Sia wrote Diamonds in the Sky or whatever that song's called for Rihanna in like a few minutes while she was waiting for a taxi to take her to the studio where she was meant to be laying down the vocals. You know, I think just knocking someone's form of expression when you could have spent the time exalting something that you actually like is counterproductive and.
It's not meant for everyone, is it, though?
Exactly. It's not good for anyone. If you tell someone how shit you think their thing is, and that thing is either, whether it's a hit or not, right?
But I might love it, though.
Exactly. Someone else might love it.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't. Yeah. It's all subjective. And I just think people who kind of take it upon themselves to be critics of anything are just, there's an underlying problem, I think.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying. But I did see, because whilst we're talking about that, referring, I guess, to what Lizzo tweeted the other day. It was a Pitchfork article particularly, wasn't it? It was the one that she picked that had some...
quite hurtful statements, I think.
Read it, and it has... Although it was overall saying that she's good, there was some stuff in it that was a bit kind of confusing.
Yeah.
But not everybody is going to love everything. So I was kind of thinking there's two... obviously, I don't know if I do agree that you should be in that... medium to be a critic, because that would mean food critics would be able to have to be chefs, right?
Yeah,
that's what we're saying.
Yeah, technically.
That's the only way. But then we all eat food, so we know what we like and we don't like,
true,
right?
True.
Well, Lizzo, what did she say? She said
she was trying to be
people who review albums and don't make music themselves should be unemployed.
I did see that. Yeah. I did see that. But I think that's very wrong.
I said I retweeted with the comment saying I think it's weird. I didn't go as far as to say that they should be unemployed. But Natalie will tell you verbatim what I
always
said.
Always find it weird when people who have never displayed any creativity in a particular field think they can professionally criticize others. Show us what you can do, you fucking coward.
Yeah.
That's fair enough.
That was my
opinion
on critics, you know. I'm not saying, because at the end of the day, how I see it is, if you've never even tried it yourself and put yourself out there, I just kind of think, like, how dare you judge others and think that you're the authoritative voice on anything that you've never even tried to do yourself.
It's the armchair opinion.
Yeah. You know.
I think more of it's the opinion of one person. So I try not to read film reviews, maybe until after I've seen the film, because I think maybe you don't like that genre or that actor, but I'm going to judge the film, even if it's one-star review.
Of course, that's the worst one, isn't it?
How does the film make me feel?
Yeah.
How does the song make me feel?
How many times have you not watched a movie and someone said, oh, I'm not watching it because my mate said it wasn't too good?
Right. So many
times.
From
the jump.
I don't listen to shit. But, you know... by the same token, I don't listen to things when they're getting rave reviews by everyone too quickly, because I just think, okay, cool, these people are huge fans of this person, so everything I think is going to be positively biased.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm just going to wait a while and see if anything grabs my attention. I'm never the type of person that just goes and listens to the album on the same day as everyone else just so that you can put your review on social media, you know, and thus be regarded as a critic or an authoritative voice. How does the music make you feel?
And that's really a personal to everybody, because there's tons of films that I really like that aren't popular, or there's tons of films that I've seen that have been really raved about, and I watch it and go, I don't really get that. And the same with music. Course, I think it's course, very personal,
everyone,
isn't it? Music's a very personal thing.
Absolutely.
And also, there's lots of albums and singles and artists that I haven't liked when they first came out, and then suddenly
and
I've got into them a bit later.
Yeah, they grow with you.
Yeah. I think everyone's absolutely got the choice to like or dislike things, and you know, additionally, people do have the choice to make their opinion well known, be it through a film website or a newspaper or whatever the traditional mediums of critics are. But at the same time, I think people are entitled to their opinion to think that critics, in being critics, are assholes. Do you know what I mean? Or even you know what I mean? Even if you're not just like going as far as to say, oh, you should be unemployed, I think that I'm well within my right to review a critic as, you know, a bit arrogant.
Mm. Well, to arrogant to the
a professional one.
Where you think their opinion counts. It's the final word.
You're not right. To think it's the final word, I just think it's a bit arrogant.
Especially,
like I said, if they've never tried to do that thing themselves. Especially, you know. If they have, then fair play. You know, they can speak from opinion, you know.
Right.
But if they haven't, I just think...
Because there's a number of films, and I don't know whether... I think maybe there are a number of artists, music artists as well, but certainly with films, they don't have any screenings. Because what happens with films is you go to a number of screenings, don't you, Michael? Is they show it, and that's when reviewers come down for their reviews. But there's been a number of films. Actually, Hellboy was the most recent one, I think, that didn't allow kind of people to come in and have screenings beforehand.
Right.
And then you often see on Twitter and other places the reviewers going, well, I'm not going to pay my own money to go and review this film. So then they sort of immediately in their head, I think... Look at it. This perception is if they're not screening it to people, then it's a bad film.
Right.
Is the kind of thing. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. Although Hellboy didn't actually take a lot of money at
was
all.
Was it a bit
it?
Of a flop?
Okay. It was a big flop.
Is it a good film though?
I haven't seen it, so I'm going to reserve my judgment. Because I did
I
like the
that.
Guillermo del Toro
that's what
ones.
We should do.
Yeah.
Okay.
The first one. You've seen the first two, yeah?
Yeah, Ron Perlman.
But this isn't the director. It's a completely different director, different cast.
Okay.
It's the guy from Stranger Things. Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah.
Sheriff David Harbour.
Oh, yeah, of course.
I remember him.
He's got the Hellboy chin.
He bulked up for that.
Yeah,
role.
He could definitely be Hellboy.
Yeah, so we'll see.
But
we should have a little catch up before we get our first guest in.
Now that my rant's over.
No, I like it. Do you want to have a rant about anything, Mr. Sickers?
You kind of covered it.
Right?
You kind of covered it. I do want to find out your screen time now.
Yeah, I do. We should have a look.
Yeah, that's going to remain a mystery until the end of
yours?
The show.
Mine's a full shift.
What, an 8-hour shift? An 8-hour day?
8 hours a day.
Well, last week after the show, myself and Michael Payne and a few other people on the show went down to Lucky Voice in Holborn.
What's
we
this?
Did.
We had a little sing-song last week.
Like
a karaoke.
Karaoke.
I love karaoke.
Which was fun. You sang a whole load of songs, didn't you?
Yeah, I do. I'm a ballad man.
Concert.
Against All Odds, Phil Collins, you did.
Amazing.
What else did you sing?
See or Kiss from a Rose.
Yeah, the classic.
Classic, yeah.
I joined in on some songs as well, but
like
I think my
prayer.
Choice is...
You did a bit of Like a Prayer.
Yeah, I did a bit of Like a Prayer. Against All Odds by Phil Collins.
Oh, amazing.
Can't Hurry Love by Phil Collins.
Yeah.
Can see
Easy
a pattern
Lover
here, can't
by
you?
Phil Collins.
Is that a good experience for karaoke, is it?
It's fun.
Yeah, especially if you do Phil Collins
songs. Have you been to Lucky Voice before?
No, never.
So you go
I've
into your own
it.
Private room. There's a bunch, one in Soho, one in Islington, and then, it's not in a room for...
Okay.
And you just go in there and you just choose a bunch of songs and then everyone has a go at singing it and there's props and things you can pick up and hats and stuff to do.
There's a lot of alcohol involved.
We had some Prosecco.
Although, you know, you said there's a lot of props. I was quite disappointed that they had a blow-up bass guitar and it wasn't pumped up.
Oh, okay.
So it was a little bit floppy.
You want a full pump.
When you're slapping some bass.
Yeah, full pump.
You want the guitar to be as pumped as you are.
I'll invite you down next time.
Yeah, 100%. Do you enjoy
a bit carried away? I ain't done it. I've
lost
my heart.
It's good, man. It's good. I think anyone who doesn't enjoy a bit of a sing-song can't be trusted.
It doesn't matter. It's actually quite... annoying to go with someone who can actually sing because you're missing
the
point
of this.
This is annoying.
This is turning into a gig.
Right, then you're like, well, no, exactly. So also what happened last week was it was Easter over the weekend.
It was. Big up Jesus for the bank holiday.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Bank holiday, Jesus.
But what we did on the show was Marcel and Michael did an Easter egg challenge. They painted some Easter eggs. Now, you painted the, whose name escapes me right now, the Australian
Fraser
politician.
Anning,
that's it.
The shamed Australian politician.
You know, the guy that got egged.
Oh,
by that young boy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes.
And Marcel painted a Game of Thrones one. I would have assumed that Marcel would have won that, but you won the vote with 53%. You win an Easter egg. You have an Easter egg in the fridge.
Okay.
Amazing.
Who knew that Fraser Anning would actually come in useful to me somehow?
I mean, he's more popular than Game of Thrones.
That's weird.
I think I'm the only person that watched Game of Thrones.
You do watch it.
I haven't seen it yet.
I don't watch it, so we can start up a two-man support group.
Where do I even go? It's not even on Netflix. They need to make it easy for me.
Is it HBO?
Me.
No, it's HBO, but it's on Sky over here. Sky Atlantic.
I've not seen a minute
or Now
of
TV,
Game
if
of
you'd like.
It's got to be good, though, isn't it? I think it must be missing out.
Yeah, do you know what? Like, I'm willing to bet that it must be good if that many people are talking about it. Yeah. You know?
There's the pictures on screen for you.
I see.
Which one would you have picked? Mr.
Second. Yeah, Michael Payne, definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
But that said, they did do Marcel a little bit dirty with that photo, though, because the other side was better.
The other side was GOT, so actually, that looks like this could be anything.
That could literally be anything. They did him a little bit dirty.
I'm not trying to say it's fixed, but fixed in your favour, maybe, for that photo. And also, Grim.
Hello.
You released your project Icons Only.
Yes.
Done really well, man. 2029? Yeah.
Tell us about that.
There's just the feedback's been exceptional, man. Been all over doing the radio, and we're actually on the way to the next one already, working on the next one.
Nice.
Because when your album dies a bit, you feel like, what am I doing now? Like, I feel a bit, you know what I mean? It goes.
Do you feel that way?
I feel like internet moves so fast.
That's the problem, isn't it?
It moves so fast. Yeah. I feel like everyone's wants the next album out. They're onto another album now. Yeah. But I had my little 48 hours. Not 48 hours, but you know how internet moves.
No, I hear that. It's sad, though, don't you think?
So sad. I feel like I've forgotten about them, forgot a man. But everyone's got their little do what you can in that little moment of time where it focuses on you.
Is there a tour in the pipeline?
After the festival season.
Glastonbury, right?
After Glastonbury. Mm. We're doing Glastonbury. Yes. John Pilsage. Rapping there.
Amazing.
Exciting.
Yeah, because you'll be touring heavily with the Streets, right?
Yeah, I'm doing all the festivals with them as well.
Amazing.
Every single one.
And then it's into Icons Only tour mode.
Yeah. But I'll have another project out before then.
Yeah.
Yeah, just because I like to be in the man for
Have you got a big backlog of stuff that
you just
want to get out?
I record for no reason.
Right, you're one of those MCs, okay? Yeah, because I always think that there are two types of MCs, and there are people that just write, record.
Yeah, I think that's the best way to do it.
Yeah, I'm an occasional MC.
Okay.
So, yeah, I write for occasions.
But I think you're more of a perfectionist, though.
I definitely am.
It's got to be down to the D.
Hence why your album, you don't rush an album, do you?
Didn't. Took me 6 years between two albums, so that's what it's taken me.
You've got to live life.
Yeah, it's true. Life gets in the way, and I want it to be an album, you know. Mm. I don't want to put a collection of songs together and call it an album.
Do they mind waiting?
Keep them waiting. As you sang last week,
they've been patient.
You can't hurry love, so you've got to keep it.
You can't hurry love,
you just have to wait.
Get me, albums don't come easy.
Exactly.
Diana Ross said it.
It's just a game of give and take.
Exactly. So what do you do in between the 6 years?
I've been doing quite a bit. I've been doing this. I've been broadcasting for like 3 years.
I see your Mangas thing.
Yeah, I've been doing a few guest spots here and there.
Yeah.
You know,
you've been guesting on other things.
I've been guesting, guesting and ghosting. Managed an artist for a bit.
How did that go?
That went all right. It ended quite badly.
Yeah.
But you know, we won't kind of dwell on that.
No.
The actual tenure as a manager was good, but
you did a good job.
Yeah, I think so.
It's stressful for a manager, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
It's some of the most stress. I'm not a father, but I think it's the closest I could come to being a father.
Yeah,
genuinely. But you know, it's over now, and I think you know it spawned some really good music. You know, my tenure as a manager, and I think it kind of, you know, in a way, inspired a lot of the stuff that I'm making now for myself.
Delivery,
you know,
yeah,
absolutely. So it's all a lesson. It's all a lesson.
Well, let's go to a song and get our first guest right into the studio.
Amazing.
Yes.
Say them want link with the general. Say them want the high grade medical. Then now want fi move with no boy where you move like snitch and I move like federal. Say them want fi roll with the gargan. Then now want fi roll with no pagan. Every jungle is a champion. Everybody don't know the program.
Boy could have big and thick like Hulk Hogan.
living this. Jano with my thing, well one. Boy, could I be gone, think like all through a gun. What if it is? Jano with my thing, no with my thing. Boy, could I be gone, think like all through a gun. What if it is? Jano with my thing, well one, well one.
Every jungle is a champion. And everybody don't know the program.
Well, if I war bomba, we'll make it start up. Bomba grass clad, what if I be clad up? Well, if I war bomba, we'll come tell me no. I see the team, my kill him, no shadow, no. Hey, man, no bad man, I must say mad man. Bout to fire gun, shot and get program. But them not woman, got a car gun. Fly them blood clad, not it a miss slogan.
Say them want link with the general. Say them want the high grade medical. Then I want to move with no boy where you move like snitch and I move like federal. Said them want to roll with the garden. Then I want to roll with no pagan. Every jump is a champion. And everybody don't know the program.
Me a tell her no, gunja carella no. Sound for you what got it no matter what you do. Me a tell her no, this a no so so. This a the big 4-5 oh no one no.
This a no play thing, tiny key thing. Everybody don't know the program.
Well, if I war bomba, we'll make it start up.
That's Programmed by Chasing Status featuring Ira. Drum and bass seems to be making a big return this year, actually.
Which is a good thing.
I love that song so much.
New album from ShyFX and obviously new drum and bass music from Chasing Status. Speaking of new music, we've got a lot of guests in today talking to us about some of theirs. We've got the Skints coming in later, not only to talk about music but to play it live. We've also got General Levy, speaking of drum and bass and jungle, a fucking legend in that field.
Icon.
Absolute icon, I think, is the word to use in celebration of a Grim Sickers project, Icons Only. I think it's only right that we get one in when you're
yeah,
in.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, it's true.
But our first guest, who's currently in the studio with us right now, is the young Juvenile Maze. What are you saying, bro?
Hello.
Welcome. Welcome.
You good?
Thank you for having me. I'm good.
Fresh
I'm
faced?
Good, man. Yeah, man.
Happy? It's good to see, man.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
What have you been up to today?
Up to, just came back from work.
Yeah.
And it's made my way straight away. Yeah, literally.
What does work involve? Work if you don't mind saying.
Oh, yeah.
Unless so you're like a secret agent or something, you can't.
Or a burglar.
If you've got to kill us after, don't tell us.
Yeah, don't.
Low-key part-time secret agent, part-time retail, and then part-time secret agent. So a bit of both.
Yeah. I'm glad that you said, you know, I just come from work, because one thing that I saw on social media, you know, people's opinions and stuff on social media, you know, someone tweeted that people get shamed a lot for having a part-time job they're musicians. And I think that's a symptom again of social media, because people put out the highlight reels of their lives a lot. Okay. People forget that artists do need to live as well. Do need to make money, have an income, you know.
Yeah.
And I just think it's quite refreshing for someone to say, oh, you know, I just come from work.
Yeah.
You know.
No, it's true. Like, I think what it is with that as well, I forget that, especially like being a creative, like, it doesn't start straight away. When
exactly.
It comes to, like, money, like, there's a process to it.
Yeah.
So, you know, we all start off the same, really and truly. Yeah. Just trying something a bit different, and there's more risk to it as well. So,
yeah,
you know, saying, I completely understand what you mean.
Yeah, but you concentrated on the art first, obviously, way before you know, thinking about any kind of income from it, right?
Oh, it's always about, well, for me anyway, it's always been about, like, I love doing this, you know, this is how I breathe, you know. So, when it comes to anything else extra with regards to, like, money or this, that, it's like, money comes and goes, really, truly. But what you love will always, like, be there. You know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Do you think that comes from kind of listening? Because you listen to a lot of, like, music from your parents' native Congo.
Yeah. You know, it was. It's like, there's so many influences. Because my mum, she used to, like, always play, like reggae music when she's in the kitchen.
Yeah.
So I'll be listening. You know, it's them was like, I never took it in. I just enjoyed it without myself knowing. Yeah, I was like, I'm liking it. I don't know why I like it. I'm starting to know the lyrics, what's next, all of that. And it just, like, stuck with me. So it's like certain, you know, types of, like, music just stick with me. R&B, Afrobeat, all of that. Yeah.
Do you think that you were kind of exposed more to the, I don't know, for want of a better word, like, the more righteous side of music, you know, doing it?
I think so, yeah. I think I just gravitate towards that more without myself even knowing as well.
Yeah.
Like, I know when it comes to, like, R&B, my sister would always, like, play that on the radio.
Yeah.
I see back in the day, just, like, tune in and, yeah. So I was always, like, there with her, so it kind of stuck to me. But then when it comes to, like, reggae and soul music and this, that, I don't know, it just clicked with me somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's, how much has that influenced the music you're putting out?
Ooh. You know, I think a lot, it's just, I just love the vibe of it. Like, the vibe of those sounds there, like, it just comes out whenever I'm producing.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna sneeze. Sorry. I'm trying to
look at a light. Yeah, if you need to sneeze, apparently looking at a light induces a sneeze, yeah.
Of course.
No idea.
Or the sun. Yeah, the sun.
Yeah. Don't look at the sun. Don't look at the sun.
That gets your sneeze going.
That'll be your most painful sneeze ever.
There's nothing worse than losing a sneeze. It's awful.
I don't know. Going blind from the sun, that is more painful than losing a sneeze. It's worse.
I can't see.
At least you didn't sneeze, though. That's nice.
On the way to your pilot exam, you need to sneeze. Ah, shit. Yeah, sorry.
What was the question, sorry?
We were talking about the influences that the music you listened to as a child had growing up.
Yeah, I've noticed is, like, the things I don't think about when I'm making music, it just comes out. So I could start off, like, with just, because I produce as well. So
yeah,
I could start off with, I don't know, like, a guitar. The melody, it can either be, like, very, very Congolese, like how I play the guitar on the keyboard.
Yeah.
Or it can go straight R&B. And then when it comes to, like the rhythm, I might throw in a bit of reggae or jazz or something. It just comes out.
Yeah.
I just like how it feels.
Yeah,
so it just comes out that way. Yeah.
Right. Do you kind of treat it as a language almost?
Yeah. And see, literally, it's been like that. Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of sentences, if you like, you want to add to it?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. I think I understand. But to give us a better impression of what the music sounds like, we should hear some. Right.
Okay.
So if you do us the honor of introducing a song for us, we'll get it on now.
Okay. No problem. Which one?
She just wanna.
Okay.
I love that voice there.
I whisper.
Oh, there. Said it in a proper seductive way. So she just wanna.
Yeah, I'm about to play She Just Wanna by myself, Juvenile Maze, on Fubar Radio.
She giving you the green light. She just wanna inside. She coming to the east side. She just wanna feel right. So give it to her. She don't wanna be mine. She just wants to feel love on the inside. Open up and feel that. You can make it feel right. She just wanna. 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 She would always miss it when I hit her. I missed the part I said I wasn't into her. Told her from the jump I wasn't with her. She thought we were a thing when I was in her. Constantly calling, coming for the kick, I'm killing. Take a break, you're not the one I'm feeling. I'm just catching the vibes, just busy catching feelings. Look, now she's in the feelings. She just wanna ride or die. I just wanna ride and slide. Now she moving like a side. Making more time just to spend on me. Spending on me like my time is free. Get off my line, on your talk is cheap. Get off my dick, I never claimed you. Driving in the smart, moving dumb. Told her from the start I was numb. I am not that guy. She giving you the green light. She just want it inside. She coming to the east side. She just wanna feel right. So give it to her. But she don't wanna be mine. She just wants to feel love on the inside. Open up and feel that. You can make it feel right. She just wanna. She just wanna. She just wanna. She just wanna. She just wanna.
We are back. Oh, we've got Juvenile Maze in the house, and we just played In a Place / She Just Wanna. Do we mention the / or is it just In a Place She Just Wanna?
This one's just She Just Wanna.
Oh, this is just She Just Wanna. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay, so is it a double A side with In a Place? What can you tell us about In a Place itself?
Oh, In a Place. Okay. So with In a Place, well, what it's about, or just
About the song itself. Because we just heard She Just Wanna.
She Just Wanna, yeah.
But then there's a single as well, right?
In a
called
Place.
In a Place, yeah. What can you tell us about that?
So with In a Place, In a Place is a term I actually use quite a lot whenever I'm like in my like moods or in a place.
Of course, yeah.
So with that, it was kind of like a recap on like that place that I was at. So starting off from like when I was 16 and then like going through like depression and stuff. Mm. And then coming out of that, and then also like my experiences with like love.
Mm-hmm.
And like being scared of that, and like being scared to like pursue that because of things that I didn't understand.
Yeah, of course. Love is a scary thing, I think.
Scariest thing.
Genuine love is actually quite a scary thing.
Yeah.
So many other feelings attached to it.
There's so much to it, yeah.
I think love is part fear as well, you know what I mean? It's like, fuck, say if this goes wrong.
Yeah, it's over.
Yeah. But anyway, sorry. All I'm saying is I can understand why you'd be... I think everyone kind of struggles to cope with love as an emotion, as a feeling.
Yeah. So with that, it's like... I have like some other songs and it kind of link... with in a place, so like more time with my music, I tend to like cross-reference like certain lyrics or certain parts or certain melodies and stuff. So
yeah,
it's like there's like a bigger picture to the picture that you're seeing.
Of course. Yeah. Okay, so you're a perfectionist like that as well.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Okay. So people are going to have to kind of be with you a lot. People, you're kind of compelling people to be with you for the long journey so that they can hear kind of you referring back to things that
basically
that were past said. I like that. Yeah. I do like the idea of that. So what does the near future hold for Juvenile Maze?
Near future. More music.
Yep.
More music. releasing the singles this Friday?
26th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 26th.
Yep.
Yeah, so yeah, definitely look out for that.
Do that.
A video, some remixes, some more tracks. Yeah, just loads of stuff.
Yeah.
Loads of stuff, yeah.
There's a real culture of collaboration in the UK right now.
Yeah.
Everybody collaborates. Is there anyone that you're either excited about having collaborated with or wishing you could collaborate with?
You know what? When it comes to, like, collaborations, because I get more excited to just be doing it, you know, the process of, like, oh, yeah, we're working on something. I'm not too fussed about who I'm collaborating with.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, if we vibe and whatnot, and, like, it's all, like, the energy is there, you know what I mean? But yeah, more time with me is like, oh, we're doing this. Okay, cool, let's go. Like, whoever you're bringing, let's go. Like, I'm gonna bring mine as well, and then we can go for it. So I'm all like that. So with regards to like being excited, I'm just excited to do this. Yeah.
All right, sweet. Well, thank you so much for coming in to join
thank
us,
you very
bro.
Much.
Before you go, let people know where they can find you on social media.
Social media, you can find me on right now, Twitter, Instagram. I'm more active on Instagram. I'm trying to work more into it. That's at Juvenile Maze. That's JUVENALMAZE. SoundCloud, all of that. Juvenile Maze.
All of that.
I love your track as well, man. Outstanding.
It's a big tune. Thank you once again, brother.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Cool. That was Juvenile Maze. We're going to get into a song, and when we come back, we've still got two more guests to come in. We've got drum and bass jungle icon legend General Levy coming in, and we've also got the Skints coming in for a chat and a live performance later on. It's the Eminem Show, but with guest co-host Grim Sickers on FUBAR Radio.
Ever after, hey, ow.
That's the very hard-hitting Moonshine featuring Kian Finn by Lamb. Love a bit of lamb.
I love a bit of lamb. And do you know what goes really well with lamb?
What's that?
I think you'll find mint rum.
Sauce. Oh, rum.
Some would say mint sauce.
You were definitely right, Grim
Sickers. Grim Sickers, you are a traditionalist. Now, you put mint sauce, but I like to splash some rum on my lamb.
Okay, maybe rum goes well with jerk lamb.
Maybe.
To wash it down.
Lamb. Right.
But speaking of rum,
as we are.
We've got some Neptune rum from the kind makers of Neptune rum. They've sent us in a bottle, a very fetching bottle, actually. I've not seen a bottle like this. It's very kind of... Because, obviously, rum reminds you of pirates and stuff, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
You know? And this is a bottle, I think, fit for any pirate ship.
Yeah, it does actually look... Yeah,
yeah, you know, you can imagine finding this in the... is it the galley?
Yeah.
It actually describes it quite well here on the press release. Picture this. Now, picture this, both of you. Okay. A sailor waking up after a violent storm to see the sun breaking through the clouds and a vision of the god Neptune making sure you are safe on the shore.
Mm. Right.
A bottle of Neptune rum just lying next to you
and
in the sand.
And how do you repay Neptune? By drinking and sailing.
You do that. That is the dream that inspired the founder to create this Neptune rum, which apparently is the most awarded rum of 2018.
Wow. 2018 was quite a long year as well.
Yeah, what? It did feel like a long year.
Yeah,
didn't
it had
it, really?
That extra. It had that extra day in February.
I hate that.
But then that means that makes
no, it
the
didn't. I've been waved at by Will telling
wait,
me
was that not a leap
not
year?
Last year. Oh, it's actually next year. So it's a short year last year.
Huh.
It's a long
actually,
year.
Actually, no, all of the years have the extra bit, don't they? That
they
makes up the extra day.
Yeah, they do, don't
they?
They
all have a quarter of a day. 365 and a quarter days is how long a year is. And then it all culminates in a leap year, I think.
Yes.
Something like that.
Well, this rum, when we open it, it's going to have a peppery warmth, which I need on a Wednesday.
Yeah. A peppery warmth.
Yeah.
I like that.
It blends into balanced notes of ripe banana and toast. Lovely. I love toast.
Wait a minute. So what, 2018 really wasn't a leap year?
No, it wasn't a leap year. But
then
that would mean
that
2016 then, right? 2016 would have been. Yeah, 2016. If 2020 is the next one, 2016 would have been that year dragged as well.
Yeah. But shout out Neptune Rum anyway.
Yeah,
still
for sending
for the
over
award.
To us. Go if you want. Well, we've got to taste it first, really. We're having trouble opening it.
Jesus Christ.
Do we need scissors?
They must have really hated
pirates. I'm not ripping my nail varnish. Yeah, exactly. They don't want to make it easy for a pirate
honestly.
To get into.
It's got a cork as well, you know
yeah.
that.
Has it?
Yeah, it's a corked rum.
Nightmare.
No, you want a beach, you need a corked rum. I don't want sand getting in the rum, do you? Oh,
they've named it true. Barbados Gold as well.
It's yeah. True.
Drink to Neptune's better nature and do not incur his wrath.
They talked a great game, Neptune.
Ride the great waves, boys, and as land hoves in view, break open the rum casks, give Neptune his due.
They've talked a great game.
I need
game.
That peppery one.
Right, we've seen so much scissors. Depth.
We've been given
good
scissors.
Word to use again on the subject of rum and the seas. Depth.
Such great depth.
It's got good depth. I feel like I want to put a bed on for this.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm going to go for my classic.
Maestro, some rum opening music, please.
No, I just need... I always go for my classic Debbie Does Dallas. There
okay.
we go.
All right.
Anything. Nice. Works for anything, doesn't it? This is a shower scene from Debbie Does Dallas.
Amazing.
The classic porn film from, I think, the 80s, are we saying? Are we saying the 70s?
I've never encountered it.
So she did Dallas.
Is there Bush in it?
Oh, can we just
probably
Google Debbie Does Dallas and confirm if there is Bush in Debbie Does Dallas?
If there is, it's definitely the 70s.
I feel, even in 80s, you would have seen some. Wasn't full peak of waxing then, was it?
I'll tell you what, he was having a good time. He was having a better time than the porn stars, the bassist.
This tune.
He was enjoying himself. He was enjoying.
Oh,
enjoying.
We
are enjoying.
Give me that peppery warmth. Sorry, Debbie.
That's not a euphemism.
What are you complimenting your... run with.
I'm going to have cherry coke. No, sorry,
tango.
Cherry tango.
Okay.
Oh, cherry tango.
Yeah, man, look at that.
Marley's gone for
it. It's luxurious,
not
you know?
A classic tango.
I'll recommend a 7-Up.
I'd like to prefer a 7-Up too, I think. We'll share a 7-Up.
As a connoisseur.
We're using...
Okay, smell this.
What does it smell like? Peppery?
It's got peppery warmth. Yeah.
Pepperily warmth?
With some toast. It's got toast in there. It smells nice. Now,
yeah.
Grim did say that he's a connoisseur of this, so go big. Your rum.
Okay,
your rum.
How's that?
Yeah. Yes, good.
Is that when? All right.
Should we try it with nothing? Should we try it naked?
I wouldn't even tarnish my rum.
That's his one. He's got the big
okay.
one.
We
Grim needs the big one.
Yeah.
You're
okay,
not even
going to
tarnish it with 7-Up. Well, cheers.
Yes.
I'm not known for mixing my rum.
Cheers, Grim.
Smells like
lovely.
Do you know what it tastes like?
I can taste that peppery.
It's peppery. Yeah.
It's pepper, isn't it? Yeah.
It tastes like... It's almost as if Neptune made rum.
Do know what I think.
Do you know
what
they should call it?
I think he did. No.
Neptune. Wait, is that? Should we just that's actually it? What they named it. Neptune Run. How weird is that?
Now you could call it that, but it's already been trademarked.
I wasn't even looking at the bottle. I wasn't even looking at the bottle.
Okay.
That's mental. It's really good. Barbados Gold Neptune Rum taste test. It gets the seal of approval.
It's a little splash of 7-Up in there.
From me. But what does the rum connoisseur say?
So yeah, what do you say, Mr. Sickers?
I can brighten up any Wednesday.
Yeah?
Oh, that's a good.
I like that.
Or Thursday or Friday, I think.
Can I try it with a bit of 7-Up?
I can't
be paralytic on it.
Okay.
Oh, that's not... What's she dropped? Have you fallen over?
Started already.
Sip,
that's my blower.
Okay, I thought you'd fell off the seat.
Yes, oh, so did I.
I can handle my rum when it falls on the floor. I've mixed it up for you there. There you go.
Thank you.
Let's see. That's a bit of cherry.
It goes well with cherry.
Goes well with 7-Up. Should we swap?
People are getting some free cherry? ASMR right
that's
now as well.
With 7-Up.
People are getting some free Asmister.
Oh, that's a nice cherry taste. That's actually really nice. And yeah, I normally drink cherry tango, but... Well, that's nice. So thank you very much to Neptune Rum.
Big up Neptune Rum.
If you want to buy some, and I suggest that you should, it retails at $37.95. Go to neptunerum.com, visit there, buy it. You're like, you're on a beach.
Mm. It's nice to see Neptune kind of diversifying, you know what I mean?
He needed to.
Being a god, you know what I mean? It's a little bit played out. Let me make rum.
Let's make rum.
Let's make some rum. Have a look at Neptune rums. Socials as well. I know it's not one guy called Neptune, but at Neptune Rum on Instagram, Twitter, all the usual places.
Mm-hmm.
Check
Amazing.
It out. Let's have a little drink more of this and I'll go to a song.
Yeah, let's.
Say something. Say something. Say something. Say something. Say something to me. Say it like you mean it. Thinking you deserve this. All over nothing. Pain isn't meaning. Out there somewhere in the distance. Way too cold outside. Feels like I've been running wild. All about here for living. So we keep on riding. To me, speak up if you wanna fight it. Don't think you can describe it. All of your energy, leave us with the old reminder of what you always seem to care for. Way too cold outside, feels like I've been running wild. All out here for living, so we keep on fighting. I was sick and tired of how they used our minds. I press rewind, I never press record. I was making sure that everything's alright. It's on the line, our future's heading for. Relapsing off that, no way to fall back. It's too far. It's up to us to say it's not too far gone. It's not too hard to say something. 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 Say something.
That's Jordan Reiki with Say Something. We were debating over the pronunciation of his name, but isn't it spelt like Reiki?
Yeah.
The kind of non-tactile massage.
It is
procedure.
Not Reiki.
Not Reiki.
I like to.
As
like,
in Bianca.
Bianca Reiki.
That's a very good tune. Very soulful. We've had our first guest of the day in yes. Juvenile Maze, And we've still got the Skints to come through.
We do.
As well as General Levy.
Who has just arrived. I'm being told he's next door as we speak.
Amazing. Incredible.
So we'll get him in and...
see what you did
see
there.
What I did there.
See what you did there. Yeah. Let's get into our first story of the day, though, before we welcome General Levy in. So Cypress Hill have made history after becoming the first Latino hip-hop group to receive a prestigious star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. They received the honour on Thursday afternoon, April the 18th, and joked about their well-documented love of cannabis as they delivered a speech to mark the occasion. Rapper B Real said, "We love the star."
That's a great impersonation.
Please keep doing it for the whole
we
quote.
"We love the star. It could have been a gold leaf through a gold weed leaf. That could have been a..."
God, it's like he's here. Our fourth guest on the show. Be Real. Welcome, Be Real.
Thank you very much. He went on to say, and I'm going to do this in my voice, "This is going to be an altar for all stoners, for all cannabis culture right here. Come light your candles, dump your blunts, dump your joints, dump your bongs right here. Pray for the great harvest. Thank you fucking very much."
That's a good speech.
That's possibly, after like the Gettysburg Address... You know, that's up there.
That's up there. Can't
really
complain.
Honestly.
Hasn't he got his own strain now?
Who, Be Real?
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, it's something like that. It's very heavy in the world, isn't he?
Would not be surprised, yeah. He's seen more strains than a physiotherapist.
Oh, I wanted
like
a ding. God damn it.
We don't have a ding left, do we, anymore?
No, we do have a ding. I just wasn't ready for the ding. But can you say that? Can you repeat that, please?
He's seen more strains than a physiotherapist.
Amazing.
Awesome.
There we are.
I was actually road testing that wordplay. That punchline works. Features on the second part of my second album, which is scheduled for probably a December 2019 release.
Where we patiently waited.
Shameless plug there. First half's out on July 5th, and you're welcome to come to the launch party.
Yeah, where is it?
July the 4th.
On July the 4th.
Where is it?
In Soho somewhere.
Okay, I'd love to.
In a location that will remain as yet undisclosed. But yeah, no, come through.
I would love to.
What was I gonna say? Are you a stoner yourself, Grimsickers? No, why not?
Get anxiety off that. Two puffs, I'm gone.
Okay.
Start thinking about stuff I've done 5 years ago and yeah.
You're more of a rum drinker.
Magnum.
Magnum? Oh, the cider.
Tonic wine.
Tonic wine, yeah.
You know that one?
Why? Sorry, I haven't tried this. $3.99. I've tried every wine. Magnum wine. Is that the cherry one?
It's actually a tonic wine from Jamaica.
Because Cherry B is the cherry one, isn't it? Yeah, Cherry B is the cherry one. Magnum, I don't know what flavour you'd call Magnum.
Cowpole.
It's so sweet, isn't it?
Like, do you know what it is? $3.99, and it's actually aphrodisiac as well. So
is it? Yeah. Good job we didn't get any of that in today.
No.
It is said to be a bit of an aphrodisiac.
$3.99 wine is an aphrodisiac. You know what it is,
$3.99 and you're plastered.
Oh, okay, that's
it. Oh, my God.
Okay.
It's like Buckfast. You're a Buckfast.
I've tried that.
It's the Caribbean version of Buckfast.
It wasn't what I was expecting, because obviously Buckfast is known as being extremely alcoholic, so I was expecting something
super
to taste.
Super thick as well, and sweet.
It's not that bad. Because you know like when people drink whiskey, or you know you see in a film and in real life, they go into a pub, but their face is always afterwards like, oh.
Screwed up. Yeah. Oh, see, this is what I hate about films.
And then they go, "Can I have another one, please?" And you're like, why would you do that again to your face? Look at your face.
That's why I hate watching people drink in films, because it's never realistic.
Yeah.
They will just neck a bottle of whiskey without even screwing up their face.
Licking it off.
I don't really see very much realism when it comes to drinking in films.
No, but I will try this Magnum then.
Please. I'll buy you one.
Okay,
thank
you.
Across the road, I got one when I left there last time.
Oh, did you? Okay, we'll try one after the show.
You're
going to
turn Natalie into a... Wait, but by the end of the show, Natalie's going to become a G-star wearing... Magnum drinking.
your DMs will be wild after. You'll be texting everyone.
Well, it's nearly summer. Why not? It's summer, isn't it? So, look, our next guest is next door. So let's just stop talking and get him right into the studio.
Coming up next, we've got the jungle drum and bass icon that is General Levy.
So mad to hear me say, I played and beat the game. New chapter, turn the page. When will the man them at their age? I've seen lives go down the drain. Anything to numb the pain. It's London in the rain. 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 Anything. to numb the pain. It's London in the rain. Blindfold on a tightrope. Still don't wanna hear what the people say. Guns out when the sun's out. What you gonna do when the sky turns grey? You get caught in a cycle. I know you like you and they locked him away. Back then I was his idol, and that could have been me same way. 5-0 on the high road. Can't give man a break on Christmas Day. Moped for your iPhone. Smash and grab if it's on display. Man trapping still gyro. P45 first working day. Aim high, how can I lie low? I need a drive big enough for the cabriolet. It's London in the rain. 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 Anything to numb the pain. It's London in the rain.
It's the LON done with the umbrella. Man rep for the dark side. The man better not drive when up there. Got man right off the whole of your ass. Got squad man said he was a murderer. I said, hold on. Dan, where you know this local man from? Show some respect. We see the icon. Cause nobody gives a fuck in the place I'm from. It's the LON, the ON way forward. Nobody ain't safe in the four corners. You can't say you got a Z and bring three quarters. You get wrapped and brought back to headquarters. Staying on job, you can't show man a tenner. Peak 4-5, don't matter about weather. Weed man, I bun go straight to the rain. So I'm ready for another day of London rain. Pain, pain, pain.
It's London in the rain. 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 Anything to numb the pain. Some man out here, they lose their mind. Go way off track and fall behind. Them times search for new design. You living in London, do the grind. Go these streets like winter time. Why do you think I'm into grime? Man like me work hard for simpler times. Rat race, mountain thing to climb.
Rain Mac 24-7. Protected when my head packs full of lemon. I'm ready for the great sky falling. Waiting out about London. Nothing ain't jolly over here. We got a trolley over here. Like we're getting up on a trolley over there. Certainly the man that can't walk in my shoes. Man, I well waterproof on the roads when I'm here.
It's London in the rain. 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 Anything to numb the pain.
Busiest streets offering them rich pickings.
I kind of noticed something moving out of the corner of my eye, and as I turned towards it.
That's Meridian Dan and Flo Dan with London in the Rain. London in the Rain.
Big song.
It's London in the Rain. I hate London in the Rain, especially if I'm wearing white trainers.
It's awful. I got anxiety of white trainers. I don't wear white trainers.
You stopped yourself.
Too much anxiety, man.
Yeah,
I can't ruin them, bro.
Even in summer, you know, something can go wrong. Yeah, you know, fuck around and find yourself on a field.
You need kind of wet wipes when you're wearing white trainers.
You do need to, you know. You do need to. Or just self-cleaning shoes. Self-cleaning shoes, I think. We have our second guest of the day in, and he is a legend. He is an icon. We've played a jungle tune already, a drum and bass tune, jungle, whatever you want to call it.
What? Who he's also working with?
Exactly. From a duo who he's actually working with, and it is on a project called Return to Jungle, and his name is General Levy.
Hey.
Spirited round of applause, Daya. How you doing, sir?
I mean, incredible.
Yes! Done it! Do you know what? That might have been one of the first tapes that my sister bought and let me play, like, myself. You know what? Yes, my sister never used to let me touch her music collection.
Yeah, it's deep.
But
it's deep.
That was such a slapper, song. I had free reign over it, you know what I mean? Because she just didn't mind hearing it at any time.
Any time of the day.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that.
I was slapping that in nappies, bro. I was slapping that. Tune.
Trust me.
It's definitely a classical tune, man.
It is.
I can't complain.
Really, really, really do. As far as, like you said, classic songs go, songs that have had appeal as wide, you know, songs that have brought kind of cultures together.
Yeah,
songs that you can still play at a wedding reception.
Songs that if you can't dance, you can dance to this tune.
Yes, right. Songs that you can hear at a wedding. Songs that you can hear at carnival.
You can make up any dance to this tune.
It
crossed over generations and cultures, and creeds. When that tune came out, it crossed the energy in the song really reached to our community and other communities outside.
That was a time when raving, fully raving, was still a thing.
everybody recognises Madness. So when you hear a mad tune, that guy's a nut. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Who's going to go, I am the incredible. Who is this guy? You know what I mean? Even when I first heard the song back and they mixed it, I used to play it every day.
Because I want to know from the horse's mouth, what inspired that? What inspired that? Like, was it the music itself? Was it the tune itself? Or was that a thing that General Levy had? You know, like D-Double's got. Yeah, his thing.
It was my thing to stand out amongst my peers and my other MCs around me who were busting out at the time. We used to make tapes.
Yeah.
So when we made a tape, everybody wanted to stand out and have a little style or do something which was different to kind of, it was something that came as a necessity to her kind of stand out.
Right.
And it was something that was developed. It wasn't so potent at first. It was more like don't get and DG, don't get and DG, don't get and DG, don't get and DG, everybody come on down and eat the general. Levy, Eminem star, Eminem Spiegel, Pandy Mello, everybody come and dance, everybody feel nice and irie. It's General Levy, Pandy Mello, you know what I mean? It was like, that was the original, don't get digi.
Yeah.
And then I came with Ikop, slabadabadab, everybody come catch the Ikop, Ikop, slabadabadab, everybody come catch the Ikop, 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 Ikop. And that was doing the thing in the hood.
Yeah.
In that, come from Northwest London house and was having like the dance hall and Mr.
Make
this in the community. And then I came with the, I am the I began to get a bit more confident with it,
right?
So I got to put a little bit more energy into it. It became I am the wild general, me are the wild general, and then I still go General Levy, just I come like a nuclear bomb when they come for a ramp, but they with the map. By that time, the place mash up.
Yeah, of course.
And they used to have to sing for long.
Right. Yeah, because Nani started a round of applause there.
Amazing.
That is the evolution right there. That was General Levy's famous hiccup. Yep. Is it fair to call it that?
It was called the hiccup.
Hiccup, okay.
Or they used to call it, my friends used to say to me, we used to be in a party, they said, like, General, give them the noise.
I like that when you've got so much faith in the guy from your crew, the MCs, you're like, bun this guy. Yeah. Show them what you can do now. I love that.
Big up Tiggy, man.
Because you grew up, obviously, on doing a like sound system MC from 14 in Northwest London, like you said. So by the time MBeat came to you with the incredible beat, this famous hiccup had been refined.
It had definitely. He'd heard of me before he approached me. I'd already been on the circuit, the reggae circuit, for about four years, 1990, 89, 90. I had my first proper hit in the reggae scene about 1993.
Yeah,
92, 93.
Yeah,
and then so it was building up, and they were using in Jungle. They were using samples of Buju Bantana, different tune, good looking girl, and doing the job. So they were using the samples, and one of my acapellas of Heat, which had came out in about 92, 93, was being used by MBeat in Jungle. He'd been mixed it up into the Jungle. So I'd heard about this, and I couldn't even recognize it too tough. He'd mixed it up so much, but people would say, "No, that's
of course." So both of your reputations preceded each other by the time you met, anyway. So you'd heard of MBeat by the time you met him, and vice versa, obviously.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. And then so then after Incredible, a massive hit that really put Jungle on the map.
Yeah.
In as a sort of mainstream music, really, an album came.
An album.
Yeah.
Well, from MBeat. Basically, after we did Incredible, he went off. He signed to XL Records. He did work with Jamiroquai. He did a whole heap of stuff. He did an album. Mm. He did an album called Knowledge. That was MBeat stuff. I did other projects.
Yeah.
But not necessarily Jungle. I went back in kind of into the reggae.
Yeah.
Into the reggae thing. Like, after I did Incredible, I was just basically doing. Back to doing my usual stuff, but Incredible was so powerful, it became part of my show.
Yeah.
Took over my whole reggae show, basically. Yeah. So even when I would do a reggae show, people would be waiting for that tune.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
and I'd done built up like 9 years in the reggae scene, got awards and everything, but that all kind of got pushed to the side.
Okay.
When I got Incredible, it was I knew what a real hit, a real hit was.
Did you see it as a bit of a double-edged sword then? Were you kind of yearning to like play all the stuff that, like you said, you'd been working on for years prior to and releasing for years prior to Incredible. Did you kind of, I think resent is a strong word, but did you kind of start to feel a way, some type of way towards Incredible as a song?
That was a good tune. I didn't feel no way. It was a hit. The general, no, it was
hear,
a hit.
You hear a lot of people kind of talk about the biggest song in their catalogue.
Yeah.
Kind of be, you know, people. Pass. Or just people shouting for it even when they're trying to perform
other songs, of course. I can't lie, I have been in situations where I'm saying like I do have more songs,
right?
But at the same time, Incredible was a tune that I did from my heart, so it wasn't like a song that was manufactured.
That's true.
I can recreate that vibe. My the wall of them, I spin them like any time of the day, 6 o'clock in
that's
the morning.
That's actually my favorite line
mean?
From the song.
My the wall, oh, you know what I mean?
That song, like a windmill,
new time for them, go to them up. So. Because it was from my heart, I can do it anytime. So yeah. it's not hard for me to do. You know what I mean? So big up MB, big up all the jungle. It's massive. It was a cornerstone. I didn't expect it to be as big as it was and to come as legendary around the place as it is. But I'm happy that it has. And sometimes just be happy that you have a hit, even if it's all over playing over the place and you're tired of singing it every week. But you have to give thanks because some people have 10 albums and don't have one song which is as memorable as a song that me and MB have together. But so I give thanks.
Right. That definitely lasted a test of time, man.
Absolutely. But fast forward, there's a brand new music out.
Amazing.
Now Give Up the Fight featuring Elements.
Oh, Ill Elements.
Ill Elements, sorry.
It's called it that for now, yeah.
Yeah. What was it that attracted you to a French artist?
Well, I do a lot of work in France. I mean, all right, when I did Incredible, it took me to Europe a lot. Places like France, places like Germany.
Yeah, I can imagine Germany was a huge fan of
I did a tour of Germany just off this one song. I did a 12-show tour in Germany just off this when it just came out. I think the winter I was in Germany. So yeah, I did a lot of stuff. And France was always good to me. But France is a very they love the reggae music out there. So because I had a big reggae catalogue from before I did the jungle, a lot of the train spotters in Europe and in Asia, Japan and these places, were very interested in my old school catalogue.
Okay.
For instance, when I went to these places just to kind of to go back to the last question, they would do the opposite.
And right.
they're asking for some different songs.
Of course, I love that.
You know what I mean? Remember the roots, remember the culture, some different songs that have Time Dread, Professional Ganja Smoker, and then they're not
looking. Love that title. Should be a thing.
Make some t-shirts, man. But yes, I think that that was good for me. That kind of brought me down to earth to realize don't believe the hype, because it was a very, even though that tune, they want to hear that tune, but they still want to hear their traditional General Levy, the reggae stuff, and the stuff that I built up.
That's good to know. My
catalogue. So
that's
that was
good to know.
Yeah.
We should get into that song right now, actually. General Levy, if you do us the honour of introducing the song for us.
This song is called Now Give Up the Fight. Now, when we say Now Give Up the Fight, we're not talking about with guns and knives, because we don't want that. We want positive fight. We're talking about if you want to be a singer, you want to be a musician, you want to be a doctor or a lawyer or an airline pilot. Sometimes you have to fight, even with yourself, to be focused, to be determined. So, and sometimes you will try to have a career and there will be other things, people blocking you, different things, you have to give up, you have to fight for what you believe in, like fight for the right to party.
Absolutely.
Like the Beastie Boys said. So that's the kind of fight we're talking about. So Now I Give Up the Fight, big up Elements.
We defend the people, we'll big up our Rastafari soldiers fighting for peace, equality, liberation and righteousness. Woo! Original General Levy, tell him. I go.
So we are telling them when we now give up the fight, the legacy we run through we life. No. Fight, wanna fly free as a kite. No, when we now give up the fight, can't see me run for the life. So, now give up the fight. I've gotta make my life shine bright.
Yo, we defend the people through the struggle, through the pain. We know what them go through, we know what them are sustain. We have to hold it up, you know, we have to maintain. So, judge us and with the earth, we give with food, give with brain. To a place where Babylon can't tame. It make me see the world with a different kind of frame. Cause Rasta see the games where Babylon I try play. But no matter what I try, Rastafari lead the way, cause it's a ganja campaign. Legalize the herb and ease the people them strain. We tired of the guns and we no want no cocaine. No more innocent youths fi die down the lane. More love we are aim. Cause fire upon the pagan, them a liar. Them not hold no meds, nah no prior. The youths don't inspire. Them a vulture
never try to aggravate us. Frustrating job, people not see them nervous. The more poverty I read, the more shot of us. I never said none of them protect nor serve us. Them keep on laughing at it like so eat a circus. Behind them curtain, every day them hide and I look. Some not even a one sweet potato figure cook. Them not got no time for channel for the holy book. The youth them know what is that they go live in a Hollywood. Goof. This is a trip on shop, this is a Hollywood. Me come for younger Babylon regime with the holy rope. Wash up them sins, pass me the holy soap. None of them sign things, give me the idol soap. Cause man a vegetarian, build a stomach, no dead as in a name. Life of a death, not the cotton of them plants. Come you want different life, then come take a stand.
Smelling from we stepping, because the truth we're telling and rights we defending. Never leave the people guessing with the message we be sending. Every venue we be shelling with the word we be spreading, and the people them attending, they know what them getting. Cause we get the people sweating, cause we stay rebelling. Coffee with liberty, we repping 24/7. And feed the Baba laws, you know we're stepping anytime, any setting. Never pumping and no petting, they know what they be getting. Cause I getting where I fitting, it's a blessing. Just meet me at the checking, cause I regular with jet setting. And we head never swelling. Rastafari never feel. In all the Gideon, we have to rise and prevail. Then try for sacrifice, we are now weed and try for kneel. We break out all the chains, stand in spiritual jail.
Nah, give up the fight by General Levy and Illmatz. General Levy, the jungle drum and bass reggae icon, joins us in the studio right now. He is our second special guest. We were just talking while that song was on about like invasion and stuff, and I think the only not political invasion, by the way, not it's not that deep really, but we were just talking about people WhatsApping you the first time they tried to contact you and how that can be a little bit
it's too much information. You can't be WhatsApping people you just met.
Second time you can move it to WhatsApp, but I agree with that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean let's make it special. I mean, make it personal.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
That's the only time you should ever give up the fight.
Yeah.
If someone's ignored you, when you WhatsApp them upon meeting them for the first
time, yeah, you give
or,
up.
Or when
give
their
up.
Profile pic disappears because they're blocked.
All that. Yeah, yeah, that gray silhouette. Yes, man.
You start going
that
all gray,
with
man.
No neck.
As a matter of fact, when people go WhatsApp and don't put their picture up, I find that quite suspicious.
Especially
if you link it with them a lot, it's like, oh no, you don't put up no picture. Like you're on the run from something.
Never lend people like that money.
No, never lend them money.
Well, we should get into a game now, because when we get icons in, we like to keep them here for as long as possible. And sometimes talking just gets awkward. So
let me put some money on the parking meter then.
Are you a competitive guy?
I have my moments.
Well, welcome to the show then. You've all got pens and papers.
Okay.
Marcel's not here this week, so luckily there'll be no cheating. Well, I don't know about you, Grim. I don't think you're a cheater.
I'm not a cheater.
You got a pen there. So, General Levy, we think that you are out of this world.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, what do you need?
A piece of paper.
You need paper.
Yeah,
you got paper here.
Right on this, you've got lots of paper.
Yeah,
there's anything there's an abundance of right now.
Tons of paper everywhere.
What do we need paper for?
Because you're going to write some stuff down.
Oh my God, who said I can write? Really?
We think you're out of this world. And that and the fact you've got a song called Intergalactical.
Oh no, yeah.
It's why I'm going to play you some space themed songs.
Okay.
Oh. But they're in reverse.
Oh my God.
Can you write down and tell me what they really are? I will give a point for the artist, I will give a point for the song.
How many are there?
Oh, good point. There's eight.
Eight.
All right. So shall we start with... And I hope this is not the reveal. Yeah, okay. Let's start with this one. That, I think, is quite easy, right?
Yeah, I think so. Is.
I ain't got a
clue. You need it again? I'll play it again.
What's all that
about?
It's
only easy if you know the answer.
Listen, reverse. Listen. Think about songs that have got a spacey theme to it, something like that. One of them being the most obvious, closest to intergalactical.
I was going to put down anything.
Know this song. There's no way you don't know this song and this artist.
Wait, it's a tune that come out. It's a record.
It's a song.
These
all
are all songs
clips.
That have been released and they're just reversed.
Oh, I thought it was movies.
No, I'm thinking about Star Trek.
It's a song.
I'll play it again for you because these are all songs that have got spacey intergalactical
theme
to it, right?
Songs, all right.
But they're in the reverse.
Are they hip hop or...
There can be many genres. This one is hip hop, yeah. So have a listen and write it down. Weirdly, you actually mentioned them earlier in the interview.
I got it, Bess.
Amazing. Memory kicked in.
Yep, here we go. Okay, it's all to play for. Are we ready to move on to song number two?
Yeah.
Here we go. She almost says it at the end there. There's a clue, it's a woman.
I know it is.
You know what it is.
What should I say, the artist or this thing?
Put down both. I'll give you a point for artist and a point for the song.
I'll try a ting.
Do you need any clues here?
I'm copying General Levy.
Play it again. But don't follow me, fam. I'm just trying a ting.
Are you playing as a tag team now, you two?
Yeah, I think we should.
Oh, wow, okay. They're
double looking. All right, here we go. Come on.
Yeah, I got that.
Have you got something for that one?
I know what it is, but I've got a feeling. I don't know how I feel. I know what it is.
Remember, if you whisper, do it off mic. Don't do it on mic, then we can all hear.
As well as everyone listening.
Have you got something for this, Michael?
I have indeed.
Okay.
I know it. I think I got it in a fam.
Okay.
Because what I thought of actually is on the theme as well.
Okay.
Maybe it's easy to think of it as what's the theme is.
Okay.
I think you've got it, and I haven't seen it. No?
I thought it was quite going to be hard, but it's
okay,
quite easy.
Okay, let's move on to number three.
Oh, no. He must do it, and then the end of the
I know. Are you two playing together or separately?
No, we are.
Like
I can't say it out loud.
Okay, so you just do it. So now it is General Levy, Grim Suckers versus Michael Payne.
Right.
Do you need that again, Michael? Have you got that?
One more time, please. I think I've got it. He must do it, and then the end of the Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Okay.
Not more. You got more.
I got more. Loads more.
Here's number four. Sounds like a bad tune, though, still.
Sounds like a big tune.
Yeah,
no,
it's like a big bad tune. It's a big tune.
Can we get a clue?
I know, even on the reverse.
Clue, please.
Yeah.
It's a planet involved. A yellow planet, in fact.
Okay.
I believe it's yellow in one of the name in the song. But these guys from the world of the ape world have been around for kind of a while.
I got you, Bless.
Okay. They might love bananas.
Play it again.
Mm-hmm. No, that was a good...
That's a good clue, right?
Yeah. No, we didn't even look at each other. And we had
you
the same.
Right?
What was the clue again?
They love bananas. They're from the ape world. They love a yellow planet.
Yeah, I got okay. Yeah,
they might have a drink in a yellow planet.
I got the name of the song.
I can see you doing very well there, Grim Sickers, by the way, from your paper.
Sorry about the swearing.
I can see you doing well. I have to move on because they've got it. They think it's very easy over here.
No, it's not even easy, man. It's worse. I'd rather have a sip of this, man, and we find out what's going on.
I'm going to move on. We can come back to this, Michael. This is number five. Come on.
These sound like some good tunes, you know. Alright, yeah, sure.
You got it as well.
Play that again.
They sound like some
good. Hmm. This guy has protected the earth from the scum of the universe while wearing a particular colour.
Yes, bless. Mm-hmm. I got it.
I'm going cryptic, but you could also get it. I think I'd be shocked if you don't win this. Team Sickers. It's the slash
red, gold, and green.
Fucking pissed
you
off.
You are, because I'm looking. I can see your paper, and I can
it's
see
it's filling up, man. I need more paper.
Well,
I need more paper.
Oh, you need more paper.
No, Joe. No, okay. We're not doing that good.
I've got loads of paper. I'm like, ooh.
We're not doing that good.
I think we can move on. I think you've got that right. We can move on to number six, then, right? Yeah.
I know this.
It's like I knew you were coming because you've mentioned several of the artists.
Oh,
weirdly,
fam. Yeah, I don't want to spit up in your mic, but I'm doing good at this.
I'm doing well.
Let me just wipe the mic a little bit.
Michael Payne, do you need it again? I don't need it.
All right, hear what this is. Hear what this is now.
Team General Sickers have got
What's
this,
the clue?
I'm telling you. The clue is hats. Big hats.
Oh, yeah, you're sick, you know.
Okay, cool.
Fam.
You're
okay. No, but I didn't even know that I was going to know these tunes, because you're playing
it
reverse.
Exactly,
I don't know what's
right?
going on. It's exactly. some good high grade are kicking right now. The grade at work. No, but it's the cheese.
Cool.
Come on, right, let's move on to number seven.
I know that
that was a big hit for this artist.
Is it part of A Length of Time?
Oh, thank God it's Friday, you would say about this length
yeah,
of time.
Okay,
yeah.
Oh, right. Sure.
Well, I'm very unhappy it's Monday.
Is today Monday?
Wednesday.
I can't remember the name of the song.
Think about astrological type, intergalactical type themes around it. And think about some of the other names or words that have been in the other songs and you will get this. Or maybe you won't, I don't know.
But did you say astrological?
Yes.
As in astrology?
Yeah, but it's not a horoscope sign. It's not a sign like that, but you would find it in the sky. So, finally, we move on to number eight.
I need
four and five again, please.
You need
number four.
These guys love bananas. If you were drinking in a yellow planet, you would be doing this. It's the two words. A yellow planet.
What number?
That's number four.
Oh, we got that.
Why, fam?
They love a banana. I've got a rush. We've got a rush.
Oh, wait.
Right, come on.
Yeah, okay.
That was difficult, man.
No, wait. Was that four or five?
That was four.
Wait, give me the song again, quickly, please.
I have to move
right.
What else do you need?
What's the clue?
Protecting the earth from the scum of the universe whilst wearing this particular colour.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
Protecting the earth.
That's a no-brainer.
That's a no-brainer, man.
Michael, what colour do they wear? Yeah.
Not today.
What do they do?
There's even a film.
Geezers in.
Oh!
I think that's enough. You're helping him. You want to win this,
yeah,
right? Do you want to win this or not?
Got right. All right, they can't leave. It's quite easy.
I don't think I've got it, but I'll see if I can think of it by the time we get down to five.
We started with number one, funnily enough. weird how that happens. What do you all have for that? So, General Sickers, what do you have for... What do you have for number
Beastie
one?
Boys.
Do you have Beastie
for number
Boys?
One, Beastie Boys.
What song do you have?
Oh no, I didn't.
Intergalactic.
Okay, what do you have over here, Michael Payne?
I've got Intergalactic by Beastie Boys. Yeah, don't you tell me to smile. You stick around and make it worth your
while.
Okay.
Cheese!
Correct.
Mad.
Michael Payne, what do you have for number two?
I had Starships by Nicki Minaj.
What do you have over here? General Sickers, what do you have?
I have Nicki Minaj, Starship.
Do you have that?
Yeah.
Starships, Nicki Minaj.
Spaceships or Starships, yeah.
Do you have Star...
Starships,
correct. Number three. Let's go to General Sickers this time. What do you have for
Kendrick
number three,
Lamar.
Please? What's the song called?
I ain't got a song.
Okay, you had Kendrick Lamar. Oh, yeah, I suppose we're giving you 2 points, aren't I? I forgot about that. So we're currently all on four.
Right.
Good. Good. I remember that. So you said Kendrick. Right. Do you any general? Any
Kendrick Lamar?
Any song title coming to you?
Out of this. Oh, no.
What do you have, Michael Payne?
I have Kendrick Lamar and SZA.
Yep.
With
What's the
All
song?
Of the Stars.
Tell me what you gonna do to me.
Yeah,
was alright.
Correct. So Michael Payne is currently in the lead. He's just rushed into the lead there.
Well done.
I fucked it up with the next two.
What do we have though? What do you have, Michael Payne, for the next one, for number four?
Oh my god. For some reason I couldn't remember any fucking planets. Is it the Neptunes?
Mm-hmm. And what do you have the song title?
I don't have a song
okay,
title.
Okay, what do you have over here, please?
I had Saturn. Gorillaz.
Mm-hmm. Could you have a guess at the second word on the song? Saturn
Returns.
Where you were drinking?
Saturn Bar.
Bars, yeah. Exactly.
Saturn Bars.
Yeah, but I have my guns on me, I feel move sharp like me night. Yeah. All my loads.
Gorillaz, right?
Correct.
I swear gorillas don't eat bananas.
Gorillas featuring popcorn. Yeah,
I don't think they do. I genuinely don't think gorillas eat bananas. Can we get that fact
right
check, please?
Let's
get a Google.
I think that is a myth that Hollywood led you to believe, like mice eat cheese.
Sorry, I also
and
point
I think
out,
that if that's,
mice
be,
cheese,
if that's the case and gorillas don't eat things, then I don't think that
do
that should be a clue.
Gorillas eat bananas.
Then you're right about that, but I would also point out Neptune is a green planet, not yellow. And I did say the yellow planet and you got Saturn. Neptune is not a yellow planet.
Yeah, okay, but one of your clues was still wrong, though.
Hey, it
was still misleading. One of your clues was still misleading.
There's literally a picture on screen.
Gorillas. Eat anything,
exactly.
I'm sure. They're not
right.
going to be like, nah, sorry,
moving
I don't want
on
them.
To
I don't want the
nice
bananas.
Try, though, Michael Payne. Moving on to number five. What did you get, Michael Payne, for this?
I didn't get anything.
Got nothing. What did you get, General Sickers? What did you get?
Men in Black. Will Smith, man.
Guys dressed in black, remember that. Just in case we all face to face.
Yeah,
that was a no-brainer.
Why
did you get that?
I don't fucking know.
How did you not get that?
I know the whole dance routine to this song.
Oh my god,
this is the first. This is unprecedented.
Fuba Radio is funny.
Crash like this.
Fuba Radio.
What did you get for number six, please?
I got Jamiroquai Cosmic Girl.
Uh huh. What did you get over here?
Jamiroquai Cosmic Girl.
Space Cowboy.
Sorry, Jamiroquai. Something like that.
Close enough, but not really. Right, number seven.
Hold on, Cosmic Girl, Space Cowboy. Nah.
Different
address.
They are different songs. What did you get for number seven over here, please? Oh no, Michael Payne. I'm going to go back to you.
I only got the artist, and I got the Weeknd.
Okay, and what did you get over here,
Starboy.
Please? Bye.
Weeknd.
Of course, it was Starboy. The problem is the Weeknd is one of those artists where if you told me any of his songs had the word star in it, then I'd believe him.
Yeah.
If you get what I'm saying.
Okay.
My brother did a thing on it.
Yeah.
For real.
Finally, what did we get for the last song over here? What did we get? I guess General Circus. What did you get?
Spaceman.
Do you know that's by?
I can't remember. I got Spaceman.
Babylon Zoo.
You got Spaceman.
Babylon Zoo.
Oh my God.
Come on, man. Man's a train spotter. Babylon Zoo. I remember the video and everything.
I remember the video.
Crazy. And I remember they come on the news, everything. It was a sellout thing, all the things going on.
Really like the scores.
In last place, it's very respectable though, with 9 points, Michael Payne.
Have
you two thought about doing a pub, joining up as a pub quiz team, you two, the General Sickers?
Hold on. Can you start that again?
Michael Payne has 9 points in second place.
Battery's gone.
You are the champions. Well done, General Sickers, with 14 points.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Come on, hey, family.
It was quite close. I think we should have a tiebreaker.
I was freestyling the whole way.
Well done for Babylon Zoo, everyone.
Babylon Zoo. I didn't even know that.
That's one of those ones where a lot of people know the title of the song, but not a lot of people know.
Remember when the song came out, it got to number one because it was on an advert and people were getting a little bit kicking off because it wasn't like the beginning of the song. It was like that at the beginning and then it turned into some like rock song after that.
You know
what
I'm
saying?
There's a fire between us.
I remember that.
And this carousel.
Yes.
Babylon Zoo. They were having the uproar, like when they were out for that minute, They killed it. Yeah. The school girls, the girls running down the road.
Because didn't the song pretty much turn into a drum and bass song at the end?
Yeah.
It goes back into
Was it really breakbeat, or was it... It was either really breakbeat or really kind of...
What happened to the brother?
I don't know. Can we fact check? Where's Babylon Zoo?
They'll be back. They're going to make a comeback.
I think it was a guy. I know his name was Jazz Man.
Yeah.
I don't know. He had a couple of other songs.
Wait, that was his real name?
Yeah.
They're going to come back.
Jazz Man.
Not Jazz Man, like J-A-S. Not Jazz, like Jazz Man.
Oh, like Jasmine Man.
Yeah, what, sorry?
Jasmine the Man.
They broke up in 2000. What does Jazz do now? Jazz,
he's a weather balloon.
Maybe does Jazz.
He works in Camden.
That's where you're going at.
He works in Jazz Cafe.
They're board members of a charity now.
Oh, cool.
He's blessed because, you know,
that's
he's
nice.
Still keeping the vibes.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
respect to Babylon
to
Zoo.
Man, yeah.
And big up Babylon Zoo. We appreciate the good vibes and all of the musicians then, the Beastie Boys, Nicki Minaj, Kendrick Lamar, Gorillaz, Will Smith. What a combination. That was throwing us all over the place because I was there. But then you come with people like Will Smith. I was like, oh, you know what I mean? That's what threw us.
It can't be easy.
But you still won.
Yeah.
But you still beat me.
Did we beat you?
Yeah, you beat me by 5 points.
14-9. So, yeah, you are the champion.
14-9? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, bro.
It's all right, man.
I didn't mean to do it, man.
Them rugby scores there.
I mean, the rule is whoever wins the games, it becomes your show. So, well done, guys.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
The General Sickness Show.
It's taken over. So right now, we've got some new guests.
We've got Michael Payne in as your first guest. Here we go.
Nicki Minaj next week on the Rihanna. Steph London.
Yep, they're all here.
Thank you so much for coming in to join us, General Levy. Before you go, for the people that have been living under a rock, let them know where they can find you on social media, just so they can find out everything that you're going to be up to this summer, because I'm sure it's going to be a busy one.
No problem. I'm going to be everywhere. But if you want to get updates on what I'm doing, well, this Saturday, I'm in the Isle of Wight at the Balcony Club.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the rest of my shows. I've got Spain, I'm in Madrid on Wednesday, but I can't remember where. So just check me out, www.generallevy.co.uk or Instagram, General Levy, or Facebook, General Levy fan page, or my SoundCloud, or just Google General Levy and then you'll come to a page where you can get information all about that. And just peace and love and keep listening and keep it locked. And
always
hope you enjoy the music and enjoy FUBA. Radio.
Yes. Big up.
Wicked.
We should mention, though, before you go, because I've got it down here, you will be joining, because we played them earlier, Chase and Status, on their Return to Jungle Showcase on 2nd and 30th of July.
Correct. Massive. Thank you very much. I can't remember,
I got it.
A lot.
Knowledge.
I don't even remember last week. It's terrible.
An actual legend and a man with an encyclopedic knowledge of space-related music.
Bless.
General Levy, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much. Big up.
Right, let's get into a song, and when we get back, we'll chat some more shit, and we'll get the skints in as well for a chat and some live music.
and giving out. How you live is what determines how your karma's coming round. What continues is what you allow. Don't be too proud. Please give me my flowers right now. Don't wait till I'm under the ground. Trying to make the best of every situation. I am on a quest. I'm not on a vacation. This is not a race. I'm trying to slow my pace. I'm so many regrets. I wish I can't erase them. But I can't. Please numb this pain. I didn't know if I can't give me the run around. Like a roller rink telling me to dumb it down. But you know I can't straight blow their minds when I'm quoting rhymes. But in overtime, I'm in overdrive. I don't owe that dime. Struggle borderline. Couldn't pick a side. So I had to slide with too many lies. Wearing that disguise. I was in denial. Had to cut all ties. Open wide. All jokes aside. Close your eyes if it don't apply. What goes up is coming down. What you get is what you're giving out. How you live is what determines how your karma's coming round. What continues is what you allow. Don't be too proud. Please give me my flowers right now. Don't wait till I'm under the ground. Nah, don't wait till I'm under the ground. Nowadays, everybody's fake, every single page, everything it stays like it right away. Look how much you make, up the illest J's, I got ace of spades. Everything is scripted, everyone's addicted to the recognition. Everything is fiction, pretentious, my bad intention, self-centered. You love attention, vindictive, case and riches, relentless. The opinion shed your parents, by the fended for the image. Gonna spend it, you got ooh. Gonna spend it, you got plenty. Gain the courage off the liquid, ask forgiveness, not permission. I get premonitions, all these feelings through the intuition.
My vision this way, clearer, clearer. My vision this way, clearer, clearer. My vision this way.
That's the Lioness with Goes Up on FUBAR Radio. It's the Eminem show, but in the absence of Marcel, we do, of course, have special guest co-host Grim Sickers in the house. And we've got our third and final guest of the day in as well, in full effect, actually. It's nice to... You know, we usually get, like, spokespeople from a band in, but we got the whole fucking band in, pretty much, haven't we? It's the Skints, ladies and gentlemen.
Yo.
Hello.
We're, you got a lot of fans in this station, you know.
Okay, wicked.
Obviously, myself included. I haven't seen you guys live. I haven't had the pleasure of seeing you guys live since Shepherd's Bush Academy.
Okay, okay.
What, 2015?
Yeah, yeah. Last album came out.
Promo
yeah.
FM, wasn't it?
That was correct, yeah. Yeah.
And then it was off to America for a while.
Yeah, so.
And in the meantime, there's another album now in the pipeline.
Yes, sir.
But with singles, and the theme seems to be swimming. Is the thing that I've noticed about it. And I'm not a strong swimmer myself. I've got like many horror stories about times I've actually ventured into pools, the sea, lakes. You name it. I can tell you a
Why
fucking
do you keep
horror
going
story.
To these places?
I don't know. This is the thing I never learned. I'm like a moth when it comes to water.
Yeah, yeah.
I just go to it, and it's like you're gonna drown. Yeah, anyway, let's not go into it. But do you know what? I should probably actually just introduce them first to finish the introduction. Have I finished introducing the Skints? I haven't. Okay, it's the Skints, ladies and gentlemen.
Yo.
Do you know what? A combination of Zoots and Neptune rum.
Great rum, by the way. Right.
Has kind of made me forget myself.
It's the right combination.
Yeah, ma'am. Are you all rum connoisseurs yourselves?
I wouldn't say connoisseur. Rum drinker.
Rum drinker.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
John, I think gin with all booze, Johnny Boy is the number one connoisseur of anything.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd agree
but
with
you
that.
you've had a beer collaboration though.
Mm.
Haven't you? I've also tasted that and it was fucking good.
Nice one. Yeah, I saw that on your Instagram
when
I was at. Yeah, shout out Signature Brewing, Leighton, man.
Yeah, that's when you know you've made it, you know, when you've got your own brand of alcohol.
Yeah, well, I mean, the return, I'm not going to lie, the return on that one ain't banging, but...
but you made a lot
fun,
of people
it was
happy.
Good fun. Yeah.
It's good branding as well.
Absolutely.
Yeah, 100%. And it gave us a reason. We did, like, two like what you would call like B or C market UK tours off the back of it in like independent venues where they could stock it. So, do you know what I mean? We got like, we worked out of it and stuff like that. So, yeah,
okay,
cool.
Okay. So for those that don't know, like how did the Skints get together?
All right. Well, if you cast your minds back to the MySpace days.
Days of old there.
Yeah. Ooh. So the four of us have been playing as the Skints together for coming up 12 years now.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Like started as the most primitive way you can start a band as friends from school.
Yeah.
And you know, started, the first goal was to play at our local venue, which was the Standard in Blackhorse Road.
Okay.
And that was the first mission. Yeah. And
right.
So that was the first ever goal.
Yeah.
And then they've sort of never stopped from there, man.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so did you... I like that kind of really traditional way of being in a band. Mm. Like, did you set yourself, like, visible goals? Did you, like, write them down, or did you kind of, like, discuss them and sort of set about trying to achieve them?
I don't think it was... Yeah. Not that... Like, that sound... Writing it down sounds far too thought out for what the original...
Yeah, you did say primitive. Yeah,
yeah,
you did
say
primitive.
So it was just kind of like, you know, like, write a song, write a set, do a show.
We never said no to a gig.
Yeah.
It was like, whether it was in like a tiny pub in North London, like, or like, it would be like three in a row and all in pubs in London, and it would be like our tour kind of thing.
Yeah,
and then
we
just never said no. Just kept playing, really.
Yeah, it was just about playing, kind of wanting to own everything and be like on our own terms and independent and tour and make records, man.
Yeah.
That's what we've been doing for a while now.
Yeah. And do you all share influences? Would you say that the kind of ingredients that go into the Skints are quite general? Do you have an eclectic kind of taste when it comes to your your icons?
Yeah, I mean everyone's taste is pretty varied. I'd say the band really, when we first started like touring, especially like in and outside of London, really the band comes from the punk scene.
Yeah.
But it was apparent that early on, obviously, our music had this huge Jamaican influence to it. So for a while, we were kind of like the reggae-ish band in the punk scene.
Right.
So I would say that and that's kind of like who we were as teenagers and stuff as well. And kind of reggae was kind of the common denominator in our tastes of music we wanted to play.
Yeah.
But then within that, obviously, you know, us never wanted to or weren't trying to be a reggae band.
Yeah.
So then all this kind of different weird, all the weird different music we like come into the fold,
of course.
That's kind of our little thing. So.
Okay. And so how long have you been together now? How long has it been since?
So it's coming
12
up 12 years in May, yeah.
So you've passed the decade milestone.
Yeah, exactly. Almost been in the band longer than I haven't. Yeah.
Of course, yeah. When you think about it like that.
Nearly. 28 now, so.
Yeah, it's coming up
huge
to...
Huge portion of life.
Big part of your life. And how far is music taking you in all? Because I know, like, we discussed briefly your time in America and that, but what's the most interesting sort of, unknown place you've ever, like, done a gig?
Reunion Island?
Yeah.
I mean, unknown, yeah.
See, like, I've never even heard of that place. What's it called? Reunion
in the middle of the Indian Ocean.
Right.
Like, the nearest place. Yeah,
right.
Nearest place is like Madagascar. It's like 800 miles away.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
that's
it's just France.
Yeah.
It's like a colony they never gave up. Just a little island. So it's just, they've got the Euro and it's just France. It's quite strange. But I mean, we've been some weird places in America.
Yeah.
And Canada and Japan was pretty. Pretty out there, but
Thailand.
Great.
Yeah,
there's
a big market for reggae in Japan, isn't there?
Yeah, to be honest with you, the kind of gigs we did in Japan was more on like the ska kind of punk tip, but there's the sound system thing and like clashing, proper sound clashing in Japan is like big business for sure. All like Mighty Crown and all those guys.
Yeah. I used to see a lot of even in the kind of old Jamaican sound clash videos, you know, like the Dancehall Queen. Even there was always. There was always contestants from the Far East.
Yeah.
There just seems to be this kind of connection between the Far East and Jamaican culture.
A lot of those Japanese guys have actually moved out to Jamaica now.
Mm.
They're proper on, because obviously they can get all the artists to voice their tunes and can get Herb there. In Japan, it's like...
Oh, right,
yeah. It's pretty hardcore.
That's one thing I want to discuss before I go there. How easy is it to get weed?
In Japan.
That's what this interview was really all about.
Do you know
basically?
What? Japan, actually, we were there for so short. We was there for so short, just like I just allowed it for four
days. Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
So don't go.
It's like 95% conviction rate, and it's all mad. Yeah.
Fair play.
And like,
Natalie's writing shit down as well.
Yeah,
G Star Jeans.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay, cool. Well, you guys are not only here to talk about music, you're here to give us a live rendition of some new material, right?
Yes, indeed.
All right, cool. Well, while you prepare. Have you prepared already? Can I give the floor to you right now, or do you need some time to prepare?
No, let's do it. I've just jumped straight in.
Fuck it. Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Dive in.
Little acoustic
sweet.
Lovers.
All right. So we're proud to announce the Skins doing a live rendition of.
It's a new jam called "New Kind of Friend" off the new album "Swimming Lessons."
Cut me off like some sort of joke. When all I wanted was to love you better. I can't be sure that you'll ever come back again. Girl, you are a new kind of friend. You cut me off like some sort of junk. When all I wanted was to love you better. I can't be sure that you'll ever come back again. Girl, you are a new kind of friend. So what you giving up on me for? I only wanted us to be more. Said that you could not quite be sure that I'm the one that you could ensure to keep you warm on lonely nights, girl, to hold you close, but that's alright, girl. I'm not the kind of boy to play the fool, so don't you call me when you're in the mood. Nah. You cut me off like some sort of joke. They got no reason. Their heart is changing with the seasons. I hope someday I feel that pain, girl, because today I feel the same, girl. A lonely soul, a broken heart, and you're in the arms of another man. Don't you think it's such a terrible. Some sort of joke. When all I wanted was to
Wow.
Oi, oi.
Wow.
Harmonies were on point there.
Cheers.
I really enjoyed that. Thank you so much for that. It's nice to get some live music once in a while, man. Thank you, Nat. Thank you for the sunlight as well today. Usually she just covers the window. Just kind of keeps us in this room and treats us once in a while to some live music and some rum. But other than that, it's quite a solitary life. Yeah, yeah, no, I think so, yeah. It's just quite a solitary life other than that, you know. But, yeah. Thank you to everyone. We should get into a game now because we've only got like 9 minutes left of the show. Callum McSwiggan's up next, by the way, to hold down the next hour. But we're really going to quickly play a game. So over we to are. Natalie, the quizmaster.
Normally we write stuff down because time is against us. We're just going to shout it out and whoever wins, wins.
Fuck it.
It's free for all. So it's going to be the Skints versus Michael Sickers.
Okay, cool. All right.
So the end game.
We're all know what Grim Pain. That sounds harsh, isn't it? Grim Pain sounds way worse. Okay.
oh, my God.
For the purpose of this paper, GP, I'm going to call you as well. Okay. The GP. Skints. Right, so the Skints, you have been described as the torchbearers of British reggae music. I'm not sure who said that. I don't know, it's just here. It's in quotation marks, so I assume someone said it.
I would take that.
I'm going to play you some clips of the richest reggae or dancehall acts alive.
Richest, okay.
Alive.
Right. All right.
If you think they are richer than one played before, just shout out. This is according to urbanislands.com.
Okay. Love it.
Say minted. If you think they are poorer, say skinted.
Okay.
Wow. So we're going to start with everyone's favourite, Shaggy. Does anyone want to guess? I'm going to tell you. Does anyone just have a guess how much he's worth alive? And
currently, today.
Yeah, have a rough guess.
In US dollars.
Yeah, it is in dollars, I should point out. Yeah, that's correct.
I reckon he's still spending military money.
I'm saying 10 M's.
Are you saying
10?
I was going to say like 15, 20.
22 he's actually worth. Wow. So we're starting with 22 for Shaggy.
He was in Desert Storm. He was, but we
played a festival with him in Poland a couple of years ago.
What? With Sting there?
Before the big meltdown.
Well, that is a shame. Yeah. Right, Shaggy is worth $22 million. Moving on to Sean Paul.
Definitely more.
Just to clarify, you're
minted.
Saying...
Minted.
Incorrect.
I'm lying.
Skinted, he's worth $11
million. Oh,
incorrect.
Wow. Shaggy's still spending Mr. Bombastic money.
Wow. The Levi's money.
Oh, my God, Levi's money. I'm actually shocked.
What about... So that's Sean Paul on $11 million. What about Jimmy Cliff?
Okay.
Jimmy Cliff.
Skinted. I'm going to say skinted.
Skinted. Incorrect. He's minted.
He's worth $18 million.
I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, I'm really glad to hear
that. That is good news.
Currently, we're on 0-0. So, right, Jimmy Cliff, who's worth $18 million. What about... Where are we? Sean Kingston.
Skinted.
That's actually correct. You have to guess how much skinted he is.
Five.
Two.
Eight.
I'm at seven.
Two.
Close enough. Six.
Seven
two.
Mil.
Yeah, yeah. That's respectable.
What's
wrong with that?
Compared to me,
7 million more than I'm worth.
Sean Kingston on 7 million, but what about Maxi Priest?
Okay.
Two.
He's got more than Sean Kingston.
Yeah.
Minted more than Sean Kingston.
He's skinted or minted?
He's minted. I'm Sean Kingston.
Minted,
definitely.
And what are you saying over here?
Minted.
Sadly, he's skinted. 4.6 he's worth million.
Even that, though? What the fuck?
Baby, it's a wide world.
It is. So, that's Maxi Priest on $4.6 million. What about Ziggy? Marley.
Oh, Ziggy's got
Marley money.
He's got Marley money. Minted.
He's got Marley money.
He's got that Marley black.
He's so minted, too.
The coffee and the Rizzlers and all that.
How much more than 4.6 do you think he's worth?
Double at least.
Ziggy's 15.
15?
Yeah, he's like, I'm saying 18 M's.
10.
Okay.
Wow.
10.
Fair enough.
That is Ziggy. What about moving over to Damien?
Minted. Minted.
So he's worth more than Ziggy.
Twice as much.
Incorrect. He's skinted.
You're lying.
$6 million.
No way. That's
nuts. Welcome to Jamrock.
The reggae is confusing.
Yeah.
Right, I know.
How's Ziggy got more than
Damien? We've done like festivals with all these people.
Been around longer, maybe? Ziggy's been around for a bit longer.
And the Arthur theme tune. That's some publishing.
Oh, yeah, someone did tell me that earlier.
Ziggy. Ziggy. How's it go?
Let him call Canada.
That you meet, we get along.
That's
Ziggy
Marley.
That's Ziggy, yeah.
Oh, right. Okay.
The Arthur money, Nickelodeon
money. Arthur money.
Good game, everyone. All everyone right. got everything wrong. You've got 2 points apiece, and you both win.
Yay! Everyone's
a winner. We're all minted.
Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you so much for the live rendition of the new music. When can people kind of sample the whole album?
Yeah, so the album is coming out, Swimming Lessons, on May the 10th.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
Everywhere that you get music now. If you we've got some wicked pre-order stuff. Pre-order it, man. Buy a record. Imagine that, people, in 2019. Imagine buying a record by an independent artist. And we've got 100 Club the week before. That's sold out. But we're going to be doing a big London show late October. So
amazing.
Yeah, skints.com. Come through.
Skints.com. Old school like websites. Mm. I like it. Thank you so much to the Skints. Thank you so much to General Levy. And thank you so much to Juvenile. Maze. I just said it in the Italian way. Juvenile.
Can I just leave you before you go mention Japan that cannabis in Japan has been illegal since 1948. Use and possession are punishable.
Has he been rapping that long?
But up to 5 years imprisonment and a fine for use and possession. Cultivation, sale and transport are punishable by up to 7 to 10 years imprisonment and a fine.
Oh, you
take
mean
that
the drug
list.
Cannabis, not the rapper. Throughout the whole thing I had the rapper's face in my mind. I was like,
since 1948. Yeah, like,
damn, has it been that?
Then
you invented rap.
He did.
Also, thank you to Neptune Rum for sending us the rum, and also thank you to Renegade for the stolen pint glasses.
Borrowed.
Yeah, borrowed. That's the word they're using nowadays. Like I said, Callum McSwiggan's up next, and his special guest is...
I'm on my boot.
Just test Natalie real quick.
Philip Samba, but we're going to end, actually, on your song with Protégé.
Sick.
If you want to introduce that,
wicked.
Say bye.
Please do us the honour of introducing that.
This is the sound of the Skints featuring the big man, Protégé, with Restless.
Listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.